Welcome to the IoT Inc. Certified IoT Professional, or ICIP, Training and Certification Program podcast series, brought to you by TechTarget's IoT Agenda. I'm the author, Bruce Sinclair, and this podcast lesson explains why the service revenue model has been limited until recently to monetizing software, and how IoT enables any physical product to be monetized this way. Ultimately, what we're trying to do with any new business model is reduce monetization friction. That is, make our offer easier to buy. In this case, we're offering, well, anything as a service, the so-called XaaS, which is a substitute for product ownership. Until now, the service business model has been generally applied to big-ticket items. Think car sharing, think Uber, think Airbnb. In each of these cases, a sophisticated custom XaaS platform had to be written. With IoT, we can now apply the service business model to any IoT physical product. Most important with the service business model is that it's based on a KPI that's meaningful to the customer. The service business model can also be completely independent of any physical product and be a pure database information service. This could be sold to the company's existing market or a completely new market that would find the data or information service useful. Originally coined by jet engine maker Bristol Siddeley, the power by the hour business model that Rolls-Royce uses for capital assets has been widely emulated. Rolls-Royce's insight was that companies don't want to own and maintain jet engines. They want propulsion for their planes. Shifting the expense from a capital equipment purchase that sits on the balance sheet to a recurring fee that sits on the P&L makes a lot of sense here and in many other situations. Key for the service business model is basing it on a key productivity indicator. For the airline industry, the key productivity indicator is number of miles flown per paid seat. This key productivity indicator for the airline industry is the basis of raises, promotions, and stock price increases. Although power by the hour is not exactly it, it is one step closer to the buyer's business model. And in all cases, it moves the seller's business model closer to the buyer's business model. Let's see how the pure service business model applies to our product examples in commercial, infrastructure, industrial, and commercial IoT. The key in all examples is choosing the right metric to base the business model on. In all cases, the service business model is based on the KPI for that industry. For the IoT Astabula Reamer, it would be paid on the number of operations completed. The KPI for the IoT grid would be per hour of capacity. So that's what the service business model would be based on here. In mining, the KPI would be in how many pounds or kilograms of material has been extracted. So the service business model would be based on capacity. The more coal the IoT bucket wheel excavator could excavate, the more money the buyer would pay to the seller. For the IoT watch, what would be the KPI for the consumer? Starting at the service business model, things get more complicated in consumer IoT because productivity isn't necessarily a factor. However, for the IoT watch, we would probably base this on time. The more you use the watch, the more you paid for it. Or it could be simply a watch per month payment. Here's a summary of how the service business model could be applied to products in each of the macro IoT industries. The service-based business model is very seductive to the customer because it reduces risk and exposure. Risk because the outflow of money can be turned off at the end of the contract. An exposure because the product does not need to be financed all at once. moving the product from the balance sheet as a depreciating asset to the P&L as an operating expense. Hope you found this episode of the ICIP Training and Certification Program podcast useful. For more information, go to www.iot-inc.com/training. And if you're interested in getting certified, enter the code IOTAGENDA at checkout for 10% off.